Every year, as many as 500,000 Latinos in the U.S. leave the Catholic Church and turn to evangelical churches such as Pentecostalism. That's according to a national research project on Latinos and religion from member station KALW in San Francisco and New California Media. Kristen Viederhalt reports.
On a recent Sunday in San Francisco's Mission District, parishioners of the Santo de Israel sang their praise to Jesus. It's a small storefront church tucked among trendy restaurants and shops. Among the roughly 50 people here today are many former Catholics from around Latin America. Vanessa Castro grew up in a traditional Catholic household in El Salvador. She describes her first experience in a Pentecostal church as not altogether pleasant.
I turned around and there was this lady next to me who was just crying out to the Lord.
But the friend who brought Castro to the church told her to just close her eyes and let the Holy Ghost in.
Next thing you know, I just had this desire to know about God. I wanted to read about Him. I wanted to submerge myself in Him. So I did. And 8 years later, I'm still here.
In many ways, Castro is typical. She converted away from Catholicism after coming to the U.S. Although Pentecostal missionaries are very active in Latin America, the vast majority of immigrants from that region still come here as Catholics. But once they get here, they find congregations so large and anonymous, many immigrants may feel intimidated or lost. Eduardo Fernandez is a Jesuit priest and professor at the School of Theology in Berkeley. He says the Catholic Church just doesn't have enough priests to meet the community's needs.
I know of one church here in the Bay Area that every weekend they could have over 7,000 people. So if you're not there, who's going to notice? Well, in smaller communities, smaller Pentecostal communities, if you're not there, someone's going to notice, and they're going to call you.
At the Santo de Israel, you feel that sense of community the moment you walk in. Everyone gets a hello and a God bless you. Today's service is led by the pastor's wife, Irma Castro. It's a stark difference from the Catholic hierarchy. In Pentecostal churches, most anyone, including women, can take leadership roles. It's not hard to imagine that for believers, this service provides a tremendous release through singing, playing the tambourine, or just crying. Vanessa Castro describes the moment she became totally convinced of the power of her religion.
And as the brother was passing by praying for people, he said, "Receive your healing. Today I heal you from asthma." And I just started crying.
The laying on of hands and healing is an integral part of the Pentecostal church. And the belief in healing is one potential draw for a largely uninsured immigrant population that needs to be healthy in order to work. Another draw? Language. Gaston Espinosa is a professor of religion at Claremont McKenna College. He says Pentecostal pastors in Latino communities are often immigrants themselves and lead services in Spanish. That's true at the Santo de Israel. Although Latinos account for approximately 40% of Catholics in this country, less than 5% of priests are of Hispanic heritage. Gaston Espinosa.
Can you imagine what kind of revolutionary transformation would take place if 40% of all priests and bishops and archbishops in the United States were Latino or were Hispanic?
The Conference of Catholic Bishops in Washington, D.C. says national church leaders are concerned about defections and continue to put great effort into meeting Latinos' needs. At the same time, the church has come to accept and expect some sharing of congregations between Catholic and evangelical churches. Father Eduardo Fernandez.
There seems to be sort of dual belongings. You will go to the Catholic Mass and participate or receive the Eucharist, but then maybe later on that afternoon you'll go to the Pentecostal church because there the preaching is really good or the singing may be really good.
Back at the Santo de Israel, Vanessa Castro says she respects people who stick with Catholicism, but says she has found her spiritual home.
That's what I get from them, like a family. You know, a family that you love and you're there for one another.
For Day to Day, I'm Kristen Viederhalt in San Francisco.